Now, Coach Tice, before I retire, we sat down and talked. Can you tell me about or tell us about some of those surprising offensive linemen, young guys that you have that you see a promising future from?
Absolutely. What's up, Mojo? Absolutely. I'm pretty excited about the group I have to work with. First of all, it's the biggest, I was telling my wife and some friends the other day, it's the biggest, most athletic group of guys I've worked with before. You know, starting with the guy that just caught that touchdown on that replay, Donald Penn. I think Donald had an outstanding year last year and kind of was hidden from any kind of compliments because of the record that the Raiders had. Donald's an athletic guy, competitor, tough, smart. And then you move inside right next to him, too. I think a guy that's had the best offseason of everybody, and that's Gabe Jackson out of Mississippi State. Had some familiarity with him in the Senior Bowl. 2 years ago when we coached the Senior Bowl when I was in Atlanta, he was on the opposing team. I got to spend some time with him. Gabe is a big, athletic, strong, great football background. His dad was a high school football coach. I think he's a rising star. I think he has a chance to be a really good one. Now you go into center, and we picked up a guy from Kansas City who I also had some familiarity with. I worked him out coming out of Florida State. When I was in Chicago, we didn't want to spend a draft pick that high on him, but Rodney Hutson, what an athletic, powerful, quick, explosive player, starting to understand coverages. I like to teach our centers coverage. And then you move over to the right side. The right side, we have some great competition going on with about three guys over there, and two of the guys that had a really good offseason. I thought it was a guy, again, I had some familiarity with, Jamarcus Webb, who started, I think, 47 games for me at left and right tackle in Chicago. Had never played guard before. We slid him into right guard, and he had a very promising offseason, along with a guy that we both know, Mojo, Khalif Barnes, who is one of those swing guys. If he doesn't win the right guard spot, Khalif is going to be able to play all four spots for us, which gives us instantaneous depth. You go over the right tackle, and you got a guy that's had some soft tissue injuries and hasn't really lived up to his acclaim, and that's Menelik Watson, another Florida State kid. Menelik had a really good offseason also. If he can battle through some of those soft tissue injuries and some of those things that have held him out, I think he's got a good shot to win that right tackle spot. And move Austin Howard back out to right tackle. He had played right guard last year for the Raiders and struggled a little bit. He's got his weight under control. He's working hard. New papa, just had a baby. Those two guys are going to battle it out to the end. Now you add in Tony Bergstrom, a kid out of Utah that the Raiders drafted as a tackle a few years ago. He clearly has separated himself as the backup center in our group. And then you bring in a draft pick, John Feliciano, out of Miami, born in New York. Tough kid, very versatile, could probably play all five positions right now. He's playing third center, and he's also competing in that right guard spot. So those guys right there don't make up the 15 guys we have, but those guys right there now, I think we can win with all the guys I just named.
You're going to have some tough decisions to make, aren't you?
Yeah, well, the decision's usually made for themselves. You know, the player's usually sorted out by, failure or success, and we'll track all of that. We'll track the mental errors, and we'll make sure that when we come out of training camp, we're going to put the best five we have out on the field. I think the left tackle, left guard, and center spot are pretty well sewn up, but that right side, there's going to be some competition right down to the end.